This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of people are traveling for the Memorial Day holiday weekend, about 44 million of us, most by car. The AP's Jennifer King.
About 38 million people are predicted to be on the roads this weekend. Aixa Diaz is a spokeswoman for AAA.
Post-pandemic, we just keep seeing these holiday travel numbers continue to grow.
Airport unions are using the holiday weekend to highlight demands. Teamsters representing refueling workers at John F. Kennedy Airport in New York say they reached a settlement and called off a strike that was planned for Friday. I'm Jennifer King.
And even as millions of Americans are traveling, many areas are expecting more bad weather. The Midwest continuing to struggle with severe weather. Parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas could see some severe weather on Saturday and Sunday. Israel says it's recovered the bodies of three more hostages killed on October 7th. Israeli military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari.
Last night, Israeli special forces in Gaza rescued the bodies of our hostages, Hanania Vlonka, Michelle Nissenbaum, Orion Hernandez. Their bodies were rescued during a special operation based on precise intelligence in the area of Gaza.
Donald Trump held a rally in the South Bronx last night, one of the most Democratic counties in the nation. He's trying to attract minority voters.
And I'm here tonight to declare that we are going to turn New York City around, and we are going to turn it around very, very quickly.
Vice President Kamala Harris is announcing a new partnership to help provide internet access to 80% of Africa by 2030. That's up from about 40% now. By the way, if you are traveling today, gas is about $3.61 a gallon this morning. A year ago, it was about 5 cents cheaper. This is AP News. Hunter Biden's lawyers are getting ready for his trial.
Hunter Biden is charged with lying about his drug use in October 2018 on a form to buy a gun that he kept for about 11 days in Delaware. The president's son acknowledges an addiction to crack cocaine, but his lawyers have said he didn't break the law and that the case is politically motivated. One item both sides have been arguing about in court, the contents of a laptop that Hunter Biden allegedly dropped off at a Delaware repair shop. In court documents, Biden's attorneys questioned the authenticity of the laptop's data after Republicans accessed and disseminated personal information from it years ago. The federal trial in Delaware is expected to begin June 3rd with jury selection. Hunter Biden is also facing federal charges in Los Angeles. That trial is scheduled to begin in September. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. So just like you, he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.